SRN News, I'm John Scott. A strong 7.0 earthquake has been felt widely across Northern California. Authorities have issued a tsunami warning. The quake struck at the Pacific, about 5.5 miles west of Ferndale, a small city in coastal Humboldt County. More winter weather coming to the northeast U.S.
A powerful cold front sweeping down from the Arctic overnight is bringing snow showers, gusty wind, and lower than normal temperatures across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and the northeast from Maine to Washington, D.C. The National Weather Service warns that intense bursts of heavy snowfall could produce dangerous travel conditions with ice and whiteouts, as well as power outages. There's a blizzard warning for the West Virginia mountains from Snowshoe up to Garrett County, with a forecast of 5 to 8 inches and winds gusting to 65 miles per hour. And Erie, Pennsylvania, with its lake effect snow, could see 10 to 18 inches today, with even higher amounts south of I-90. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan says the Department of Justice recently briefed the committee about an internal investigation. It had opened into Special Counsel Jack Smith's office. Bernie Bennett with the report.
Chairman Jordan wrote Wednesday in a letter to Jeffrey Ragsdale, the DOJ Office of Professional Responsibility official who gave the briefing, that Jordan was unsatisfied with the information Ragsdale provided during it. Ragsdale said during the briefing that he'd opened an inquiry into possible misconduct by Smith's office in June of 2023, but he'd not been able to take any further investigative steps while Smith's prosecutions of President-elect Donald Trump remained pending. Ragsdale said any action he took would have interfered with Smith's cases, both of which have ended since Trump's election win. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And jurors now in their third day of deliberations in the New York City subway choco case against Daniel Penny. Stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 168 points, the NASDAQ composite up one. This is SRN News. The 2024 verse of the year comes from the New Testament.
YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, reveals that the verse most commonly sought out by users this year is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Given the tensions in this country and problems around the globe during 2024, analysts are not surprised that a verse like Philippians 4:6 would be the most popular amongst Bible readers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that most of Idaho's law that makes it illegal to help underage girls get an abortion without their parents' consent can take effect while a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality continues. The decision by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the statute's prohibition on helping a minor get an abortion by harboring and transporting them is likely to be found constitutional and can be enforced. This is SRN News. Bitcoin topping the 100,000 mark as a massive rally in the world's most popular cryptocurrency rolls on.
The milestone comes just hours after President-elect Donald Trump signaled a lighter regulatory approach to the crypto industry. Bitcoin has soared to unprecedented heights since Mr. Trump won the election on November 5th. The cryptocurrency has climbed dramatically from $69,374 on election day, then rose to a high of more than $103,000.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the reliability of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids has dramatically improved, narrowing a gap with gas-powered automobiles. That's according to the latest annual survey by Consumer Reports. But the survey found vehicles with internal combustion engines and gas-electric hybrids are still far more dependable. Electric vehicles had 42% more problems than gas autos on average. More details at SRNNews.com.